Hey, what's up? This is AC from the D, from the 313. I just wanted to drop in right quick. I did check out Kanye West's latest album, and I just wanted to give him a shout out to Kanye West for that hot album. I can relate to it. I can relate to it. I haven't quite decided if, since I could understand him, like where he's coming from, is that good or a bad thing? Is that a good or a bad thing? I'm not sure yet. Still thinking about it. But so far, I can vibe with him. I can vibe with him on that. I can vibe with him. And then I think it's awesome for him to be that open with people, because there's a lot of people who deal with different, what people consider disabilities or mental disabilities, such as bipolar and schizophrenia and other different things as well. There's different stages to bipolar, actually, but you know, it's more common than people think. But at the same time, I know people are misdiagnosed as well. But I think it's great that he's that open about it, and he's not ashamed to share that part of his life with us. So I thought that was awesome. The way he thinks outside of the box. I like that about him. He's a free thinker. He doesn't allow people to steer him. He's in his own lane, pretty much. He's in his own lane, and no one's in control of that, you know, that lane. No one's in control of his vehicle, and I like that. So, the songs that I like so far, I like Wouldn't Leave. That's my top one. I love that one. That's my number one. And then I Thought About Killing You. Reason I can relate to that song. I can relate to that song. That's why I said I don't know if it's good or a bad thing. Cause I get where he's coming from and his cockiness with the song, because he said, I love myself more than I love you. And I thought about killing myself. So, of course, I thought about killing you. So, it was kind of like, if I struggle with these thoughts of suicide and I love myself, then, of course, like, there's a point in time, if you push me to that level, yeah, I thought about killing you before, but, you know, in this premeditated murder, anything, I thought about that. A lot of people are not that open. They're not that open, and I can relate, because of course I think everybody has, or a lot of people have reached a point, or a person have pushed them to the point where they're like, I think I'm going to kill this person, but you don't really act on it. It's just a thought or whatever. So I like the realness and being transparent about it. So I like that. And anyway, those are my thoughts. Please excuse all the music in the background. I'm in my car recording, and my neighbor came home. The windows were down, and you can hear them yelling in the background. So, yeah. But anyway, so sorry about that, but I ain't gonna lie. I thought about it. You know, people have made me come to that point where I'm like, I think I'm just going to kill him. But you don't really act on it. It's just a thought. But not only that, there was times in my life where I reached that point where I thought about, you know, taking my own life, but I never actually did it. And I do love myself. I do love myself, but sometimes life can be so much. And then, like, as an artist, we don't think like the average person. I believe, like, to be an artist, to be a person who creates something from nothing, or sometimes take something and take it to the next level, you can't be a person who think or see things, you know, you can't have a closed mind to create. You have to think outside of the box, because everything inside of the box is already created. So in order to create something new, you have to think outside of the box. And to other people, that's inside of the box, or who don't understand that mentality, the mentality that you have to have as an artist, then it can come across as you're crazy, because that's not the norm. But that's the thing. We're here to push beyond the norm, to create something that hasn't been created before, to be the first to create. You know, a lot of artists, that famous artists today, they had to think outside of the box. You know, any person who was into creating, or inventors, you're creating. Like, if you're an inventor, you're most definitely creating something different. Sometimes they make a different version of something that's already created, but like when it comes to like the person who first developed computers, I'm pretty sure when they first had the idea, since it had never been done before at that time, since it wasn't the norm and it has never been done before, a lot of people probably thought that person was crazy. Like, that'll never work. Like, what is that? What? You know, they didn't understand it, but look at today. It's very big. It's pretty much taking over the world. Everything, creating the first light bulb. I'm pretty sure a lot of people thought that was crazy. Cars. Everything. And today, it's a part of our world. So when it comes to being an artist and being a person who likes to create, you have to think outside of the box. You can't operate like the average person. So I try to be careful with calling people crazy. I try to be careful with that. So I won't say he's crazy. We all know he have his moments. I actually didn't have a problem with what he said on TMZ. I was at work when I seen it. And I know a lot of people had a lot of problems about what he said. That he said slavery. He said to be in slavery for 400 years is a choice. And I think a lot of people misunderstand it, because they cut the 400 years out and they just said that slavery was a choice. And that's not what he was saying. To remain a slave to something for 400 years, after a while, that is a choice. You know, after a while, that is a choice. Like, if you have a slave mentality, our ancestors was enslaved, and to continue to operate in that is a choice, especially when you know better. You know, as a black people, we talk about how about Willie Lynch and how his goal was to get us to work against each other, to pretty much be sexist against each other. And it said something about, first, they want how to develop the perfect slave is to have the light-skinned slaves against the dark-skinned slaves, the male slaves against the female slaves, and vice versa, the old and the new against each other. And that will create the perfect slaves. And we talk about this information a lot, especially nowadays. We talk about that information a lot. And we know that as a people, and we see different issues in our community, and we will bring up those facts and that information and say, well, that's why it's that way. But if that is the problem, then what is the solution? The solution is to do the opposite of what caused the issue. If the problem is that we are against each other as a people, that means that we need to come together as a people to solve the issue, to solve the problem, not bring up the information and use it as an excuse and remain the same, which means it is a choice. It is a choice. And then I thought about Harriet Tubman, where she said, I could have freed 1,000 more slaves if only they knew they were slaves. A lot of people in this world, they think they're free, but they're not. This is why you have so many people who are dealing with depression and different mental disabilities, what they call disabilities. Like Kanye West said, it's not really a disability, it's a superpower. I get what he mean by that, because it helps him create more, because he doesn't think like the average person. Also, like, this is the thing that I'm sorry, I kind of lost my thought a little bit where I was going with that, but people are not happy with the lives that they're living because they're a slave to something. They're a slave to their jobs. They're a slave at chasing money. They're a slave at trying to keep other people happy that don't really care about them. They're a slave to trying to keep up with the Joneses and whatever. And they just, you know, people are slaves to different things. This is the system that it has been put in place to keep us where we are as a people. Even like gang activities in our neighborhood, people are a slave to the gang life, keep trying to keep it real, being loyal to something that really destroys us as a people. You know, but at the same time, it's not easy to just jump out of the gang. You just can't just jump out of the gang once you're in and you know so much. There's a process you have to go through, or you can get killed. So that put a lot of people in, you know, bad positions. But a lot of people are slave to different things. Religion is one of them. I know that's a tough topic, but religion is one of them. People are sometimes slaves to cults. It's all kind of stuff going on in today's world, but the slave mentality is very common nowadays. Slavery is still around. It's just modern day slavery. It doesn't operate the same way as it did back then, you know, years ago when they brought our people over here and then enslaved us and put us on the plantation. Nowadays, working on a plantation is completely legal, but you can get paid for it. You can make a living. Make it seem like you have something for working on the plantation. Actually, we made a tweet about that. I was like, it was interesting when we go to school, they say to pick a career field or working at the plant. You know, working at the plant. So we're still at the plantation. We're still working on the field. Right? You know, whenever you have somebody who's making millions of dollars off of your efforts and you only getting change off of that, you're a slave to that thing. And how could you be free from that when you think that's normal? You don't think that's a slavery mentality at all. A slave mentality at all, because it's the norm. But Kanye West, he doesn't live like that. He dropped out of college. He didn't go after that type of career to get the degree like, you know, the average American. He actually went after his dreams and made it. And he's trying to see how he can go farther beyond that, how to get to the next level. How to get to the next level. But even in that, once you reach a certain level and you see all the things that happen in the world, and as a black man, you see that there's only so far you can go before you become a serious threat and somebody try to take you out, which could cause you to go through some mental struggles as a black person. Because it's like, okay, I wanted to achieve my goals. I achieved my goals. I reached a certain level when it came to those goals. And now I have to kind of fear for my life if I want to go higher than that. Because we see what's happening with certain people who did go higher. Look at Michael Jackson. Look at Prince. Look at, you know, a lot of Martin Luther King. Look at Malcolm X. All these people who reached a certain level of popularity and who was trying to reach the people and tell them the truth. They were fascinated. Kanye West is a person that wants to speak the truth to the people so they can be free. So then you have to battle within yourself. It's like, okay, well, when I reach this level, do I have to be fake and not be myself and not speak from my heart and my mind just in order to reach this level that I want to reach? So now I have to be fake, or do I just be real and risk my life? But there's a lot of things you have to battle in. And then on top of that, since he is famous, he's in the media all the time, people misunderstand what you're trying to say, take it out of context. It's so much you have to deal with. A famous person. And you have people like, even with like Bill Cosby, you're not saying he didn't really do it. I don't know. But you know, some people gonna try to get a check. Try to get some money up off of you. They know you got it. So with false allegations, whatever. Same thing with Michael Jackson. He went through the same thing. They was accusing him. Dave Chappelle, when he went to Africa, they called that man crazy. And he, what he said about that, I completely agree too. You shouldn't. It's dismissive. It's dismissive to call a person crazy. You don't know what that man went through, but that's also somebody who's open to telling the truth. And I think it's funny that anybody who's trying to wake up the masses, that's in a position to wake up the masses, are usually labeled as crazy. Or they end up going to jail or threatened. I think, what was it? Cat Williams, his children, they were trying to take his kids from him and things like that. You see the same thing happen repeatedly over and over in the entertainment industry that is like, you can't ignore it. It's like, the message is there. Either you play by our rules or we'll destroy your life. Or take your freedom. Because they're making millions of dollars off of this. So, when you start trying to tell people not to think like slaves, when we want them to remain slaves to what we're doing, you're messing with their money. But who wants to die a sellout? Who wants to die being broke? Or who wants to die being fake? Not choosing themselves. So, I didn't get how it can become stressful, how so many people end up on drugs or having nervous breakdowns even. And maybe come to a point where you just want to die because it's like, I did all this to go after my dream and I can't even be myself for really how I really want to be and 100%, 1000% be myself. Because you still have to play by the rules. So in a way, you might be freer than the next slave in the system. But then after the end, you find out you're still a slave. And that's a tough truth to accept. Alright, that's it. Peace. Hey, what's up? This is AC from the Deal. Of course, I know that there's are like different metaphors to things when artists say things. He may not exactly mean that, hey, I thought about, you know, I'm going to like kill you for real when it comes to Kanye West. That's what I'm talking about. I just kind of just came in talking. But I also know that too, but I'm talking about literally, you know, that's what my, you know, approach about his album I wanted to take on it was like literally and use it in that way that, you know, people actually really do think about that. But of course, you know, as an artist, we tend to have double meanings to things. Cause like, even when I write poetry or when I write certain things, like a lot of times I may say something that has, you know, a lot of people know to have one meaning, but it also, it's a double meaning to me. So of course I understand that some of his songs were most definitely, you know, related to something else as well. It wasn't just apples and oranges. You know, it was much deeper than that, you know. So, I understand when it comes. That's another thing about artists. They like to use, you know, especially a music artist, they like to use different metaphors. So, he may not have been talking about killing a real person. He could have been talking about killing his alter ego, his ego, or something like that, you know, the bad side of him. It could have been that, but either way, it's still transparent and it's real, so I still respect that. All right, peace.